I had the pleasure of working with a great, great cat, Ray Charles. I worked with him up in Reno. And I got to tell you this story because some people have their thoughts of what stars are like you never make a mistake or something like that. But have you ever been in a position where you were saying something and you knew that it was dumb? What you were saying was totally, without question, just dumb. And as you got halfway through it, your brain said, dumb, dumb, dumb. But your mouth just kept rattling it off. So you finished it? Well, that's what this little thing is about. Happened to yours truly. Ray worked for me in Reno, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I made more money than he. I paid him like 3/4 of my check just to have Ray Charles working with me around Christmas time because I didn't want to be home for the Christmas presents. Now, those of you who have some kids here, even Santa Claus is now like commuterized and everything. And he takes care of business as far as he wants to go. Then he leaves it up to the elves. You dig the way I'm going? In case there's some kids out there. So, Christmas before last, I was home. Santa Claus dropped off a table and some chairs and a baby coach for my kids, you dig? So I opened up the box and I started to put the coach together. Now the directions, ain't nothing wrong with the directions. The directions are beautiful. If you have everything there. Now there's a couple of Santa's helpers are really sick. Because they got a feeling while they're putting it all together, they're saying, aha, let's see him put that coach together with one wheel, aha. So I stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning, and I drove out to Santa's workshop, beat up his helpers, and took 3 wheels, you dig? And put the coach together. It took me like 9 hours to put it together, and took my daughters 30 seconds to bust it up. Put the 130-pound German Shepherd in it, and he went downhill in the thing, hit a tree. Everything just running all over. So I said to myself, I'm not going to be putting these things together Christmas Eve. So I booked myself up at Harris Tahoe, you see, and I said, well, what can I give myself for a present? And I asked Ray Charles' agent what he wanted. And then after I woke up, when he gave me the price, I said, okay, I'll take it. It's worth it. And it's worth that amount of money not to have to put those toys together. So I called Ray. I said, Ray, I have your check. So Ray said, bring it on up to the room. So I was tickled about that, and I go up, and I knock on his door. Ray says, come in, and I walk in. Now, the lights are out. It's pitch black in this apartment. And I said, Ray, where are you? He said, I'm in the bathroom, shaving. So I said, well, Ray, why are you shaving in the dark? Yeah, and I tried to stop it right there, but the rest of it just came with the lights out. And just said, dumb, 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 diddly-doo, dumb, dodo, brainless human being. Never dawned on me. Just walked right in. Why are you shaving with the lights out, Ray? You're going to cut yourself. I do it with the lights on. Ray was very nice about it. And he just turned around and he said, man, he said, I've been shaving in the dark all my life. So then I tried to cover it up. Oh, I was just joking, Ray. I just fooled around, sir, because I knew you'd shave with the lights out, sir. Bet you have a low electric bill, don't you? And all that. He said, no, I do it with an electric razor. But it was just one of those things. I felt about that being. Here he is, Charlie Smart, 14 IQ, going to come in upright and discover the world. Because I played chess with this cat. No, this is the truth. I played chess with him. The man is vicious on the chessboard. I'm a glandular player. By glandular, I mean if you take my queen, first 3 moves, I will turn the board over.